Jupiter Farm Network.
Don?
Hey, Jay.
Jay Deberton here. I'm fine. You?
Fantastic. Appreciate the call.
How are things up in Grand Forks today?
Oh, sun is shining. We're looking good. The wheat's coming off fast and corn's maturing fast. So.
Yeah, you got a little moisture too up there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Too much, or are you okay?
Yeah, like right here at Grand Forks, we're fine, but there was like Rugby in North Dakota. They got there's some areas that got 8 inches in one hit, and that's no
tough
good.
To take.
Yeah, they were so dry, and then you get dumped on. So
did they go south too? Because I think down by Fargo, they were a little drier than you are.
Yeah, it was a pretty widespread system.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure if it hit like that southeast corner of North Dakota, but it went into. You know, got down to Fergus and Alex in that area, so it hit a pretty good area.
We got nothing. We can't buy it. We can't buy an inch of rain in the cities. We just can't buy it.
And
nothing called for. It's just, you know, you know how it is these days. You find yourself swinging around you, or you find yourself sitting on top of you like Rugby.
Yeah. Frankly, the corn was looking so good in July, and then we got that heat, and it just kind of burnt everything up. So,
yeah,
that's a little too much.
Yeah, no, it's, and I think the markets are kind of, you know, maybe getting a little taste of a crop that might just not be quite as strong as they thought. Still okay.
Yeah.
But you know, you're seeing prices come up just a bit.
Yeah, the Pro Farmer Tour kind of got people. All excited, I think so.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of movement here, which is, you know, if you're going to have some bushels, at least maybe we got, you know, a little bit stronger price, and you know, wheat has got a few global things that are maybe pushing that price a bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you guys have some big news. This is exciting.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And I'm in New Orleans as we speak, where I can tell you it's damn hot.
I believe it. I believe it.
And we have an outdoor ceremony with Secretary of Ag and the governor and a few people. It's going to be just miserably hot out there. But
oh, wow.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Well, it's cool you got the secretary coming. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, she's coming. Yeah, it's good.
Well, let me get a tape run and we can visit,
sure.
All right?
Okay, sure.
All right. Jay, obviously, domestic fertilizer production has been kind of a challenge. And when you look at some of the geopolitical events we've seen the availability of some of that product overseas isn't as secure as maybe it once was. You've got some exciting news as far as domestic production, U.S. Fertilizer supply with CHS and one of your partners.
We do, Don. We're really, really thrilled to talk about a venture that we're working through with a company called OCP, which is a Morocco company. We're working with a North American affiliate to build a manufacturing plant in Louisiana to make phosphate fertilizer products, and just really thrilled because, you know, this is going to be something that brings more fertilizer manufacturing to the United States, which you know, we all think is good to have a little bit more security by having it here in the country. And particularly for the owners of CHS and the customers of CHS, it just provides us an ability to bring some manufacturing margin into the value stream by us having an ownership in the manufacturing. And so we look at it as good for U.S. agriculture, good for U.S. Production, and we also think of it as good for owners of CHS and customers of CHS.
Can you outline kind of the size and scope of this project and the timeline?
Yeah, so it's going to be up to about 1.3 million metric tons of phosphate-based fertilizer. It's going to be the first plant of its kind that has been constructed in the United States since 1984. It's a good sized plant. It's going to make a real impact in the phosphate production. The construction would start later this year. We've got a site picked out and we're really thrilled about the ability to partner with CF Industries, that they are also on an adjacent site, and that's going to help the facility. We're located on the Mississippi River to load barges, and we're just really thrilled about the opportunities that the site is going to give us, and you know, a few more steps to work through in terms of permits and steps that we need to take. But we're really pleased with the progress to date.
So if you start construction this year, I know these things take a lot of time, but any idea when a project like this could be complete and up and running?
Yeah, we'll use the number of about 24 months at this point in time until we get up and out of the ground and have a better line of sight. But you don't do anything of a major scale in less than 2 years, you know, perhaps not much more than three either, assuming you can get out of the ground and keep things moving. You know, supply chains around the world are difficult, and so we've accounted for some of that. But you don't know what you don't know as supply chains move around with the world events that we're all aware of.
The Ag Secretary has been very vocal on the need to do some things on domestic fertilizer production. Have you had some work with the administration, the USDA, on this whole endeavor?
We have. You know, Secretary Rollins has been a terrific partner, as is Deputy Secretary Baden, on this whole project. We're very thankful for their support. They've been working with us very collaboratively all through it, and they're going to be here today as we announce the project with them. And it just goes to show that the Secretary has been a big proponent of looking for ways to bring manufacturing here to the states around fertilizer production for the benefit of farmers and the benefit of U.S. agriculture. And we're one of the largest examples of the ability to do that. And so it really fulfills what the administration was working towards, and CHS is happy to be part of that.
Great. Anything we're missing we didn't touch on here, Jay?
I don't think so. I think that's about it, Don, for this point in time.
Well, that's fantastic news. Appreciate the
chance to
visit.
Yeah, it is. It's good because that product's going to end up in Grand Forks.
Yeah.
It isn't, we don't screw around with it. We're going to produce it, put it on a barge, bring it up the river, put it on trucks and rail cars, and move it to North Dakota.
That's awesome. Good news.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
stay cool.
Yeah, and if you want any follow-up, Don, just reach out.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.